A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Anybody else feel that they're just going nuts every now and then? I'm not referring to wrestling here, I just mean in general. I wanted to get out there, where's my bear? There he is! See, there's a bear. Goes up, comes down. It's a strange thing to do, but there is a rumour going around right now which does pertain to our tribal chief, WWE, and apparently now World Wrestling Entertainment has a Roman Reigns problem. Why? Off the record, secretly they don't, but we're going to talk about it. Here's why. Now, straight up, they don't. I just hinted at it. I'm going to say it out loud right now. But here is the skinny. A tweet went up the other day from WrestleVotes that said, "The situation with the world titles of Roman Reigns is complex, according to a source. They would like to go into Mania season and WrestleMania itself with two champions, but they also don't want Reigns losing at all prior. I'm told Triple H and Co. are open to all things creatively here." So let's do this step by step, because step one, WWE is absolutely correct. When we do get to WrestleMania, you do want to have a WWE champion and you do want to have a Universal champion. Otherwise, what is the point, doing conductor hands, of having two belts to begin with? But also, you cannot say that making Roman Reigns a super duper excellent champion hasn't helped him, because it totally has. He is pure and utter end of level boss material now, and I'm here for it. And he's got a wonderful beard. It's also made for a great story, but even if we do get to the show of shows next year, and it is going to be Roman versus The Rock, and you want to have some championship gold included because it adds to the gravitas, he doesn't need to be a double champion at all. And this is a different video for a different day, but it's The Rock versus Roman Reigns. You could do this in a parking lot as it rained and people would still try and tune in. And by not having them, you potentially ruin another match on the card, because of course, if somebody is fighting for your tippy-top title, that's going to get people warm and fuzzy and excited in their tum-tums. But honestly, this is not a situation we need to worry about, and here's why. Just did the intro again. Because at the Royal Rumble, or any kind of premium live event that you want to choose in the future, you book a triple threat match. Now, you have to make sure Roman Reigns is in it. And if you've already lost me, and you're staring at the screen going, "Why does Roman Reigns have to be in it?" Just close your computer down and go watch TV or something. But let's just say we also take Drew McIntyre and Karrion Kross. They feel like they're ascending to the top of the card at the moment, and Drew is definitely there. You put them in a three-way, and for whatever reason you want to come up with, because it's wrestling and you're in control, you say, "Oh hey, oh ho," while you will be fighting for a championship. It's just the WWE title, or it's just the Universal title. But given that Roman has held the Universal title for around about 922 years, it should probably be the other one. And sure, it's going to be super obvious what we are doing here, but that's just the nature of the beast. We're looking into the future. And even if there is going to be someone going, "I can't believe that Roman Reigns is about to lose one of his titles without being pinned because it's a triple threat match," there is no way that WWE cares about that kind of backlash, because back in the day, they had Triple H have sex with a dead fake mannequin thingy. And if you were worried about a reaction, you wouldn't have done that. And it doesn't even matter that Drew and Karen technically on paper are representing the SmackDown brand, because the brand split these days is as loose as it comes. And what are they going to say? They're going to walk into Triple H's office and say, "Oh, hello, Mr. Levesque. I really appreciate the fact that you're about to make me the WWE champion, but I quite like being on SmackDown, so I'm not going to leave." That's not going to happen. If you give it to Karrion Kross, he's going to go tick tock, tick tock. How long? Because I've got to sort my clocks out. Triple H is going to be like, "Why did I hire you?" I mean, it's so clear to me, I don't really understand how the powers that be can't see it, but we do have to hold our hands up and say, well, we don't know the full picture, so maybe there is something else going on here. And while in that tweet, it did reference the fact that nobody in WWE wants Roman Reigns to lose. I kind of look back now and think to myself, at Clash of the Castle, it should have just been for one of the titles, again the WWE Championship, and Drew McIntyre should have won it. Because nobody would be talking about the fact that our tribal chief lost now. We'd all just be going, oh my gosh, the Scottish Warrior came back to his fake home of Wales, and he actually did it. That just puts a smile on your face, which, don't forget, is the whole point of wrestling. And there's more going on with this too, because while Raw is actually a pretty decent show at the moment, it does have this gaping hole in the wall. And if I was going to draw it, do you know what it would look like? That's right, the WWE title. And yes, Bobby Lashley is doing a great job at propping all this up because he is the United States champion and he's having matches with Seth Rollins, which I'll never say no to. But Rollins literally started Raw the other day by saying, oh, hi, I want to go after those special belts. And then had to say like, well, I can't do it right now because Roman's decided to go part-time again. I just walk over here. And I really don't have an issue with that either, because the head of the table has busted his ass for the last decade, so if he can get himself some time off, why wouldn't he? But even if he was appearing on the show each week in and each week out, you still want two world champions, unless, of course, you're going to go back to having just one world champion, who goes to Raw, who goes to SmackDown, and probably even goes to NXT. Now, that's what I would pick, but I'm a bald a-hole. Nobody is listening to me. Quite clearly, WWE wants to go in the other direction. Therefore, you do have to have some compromise somewhere, so surely it does have to be this triple threat match, even though if those emoji eyes would be hanging over the top of it. But is that even a bad thing? Like, does it matter if you can work out what's going to happen in wrestling? Like, when Kofi Kingston was going for the World Championship and it was Kofi Mania, 99.9% of my entire being was like, oh my gosh, he's going to do it. It's going to be amazing. And then he did achieve this. I didn't cross my arms and go, well, that was disappointing because I was able to predict it. No, I lost my damn mind because it was just such a good idea. So really, we just have to move away from the concept that losing is going to wreck your career. And I tell you who is to blame for all of this. Floyd Mayweather. That's why Floyd Mayweather walking around with his 50-0 record. I'm being facetious, of course. This has existed in sports entertainment basically since Hulk Hogan, if not before. But there are ways and means that somebody gets defeated when nobody else is going to give a shit. I mean, if Roman does indeed lose one match since August 2020, or whatever it is, nobody is going to point at the screen and go, well, that's just terrific. I mean, what a pile of crap that was. I invested in the bloodline and this is how I get treated. I'm never watching again. Because he is the man. He is the big dog. He is top of the tree. He is the main eventer. Having Roman on your show just equals star power, whether he's the champion or whether he's not. And he's not going to lose this place anytime soon either. And if you are terrified that we are actually going to get to WrestleMania and you can do Rocky versus Roman, once again, just to double down on this, nobody is going to care about championships. They'll just be losing their minds because most of us will be like, wait a minute, this must be Dwayne Johnson's last ever match, and he's also taken on his cousin, who has also recently, you know, reduced his date, so maybe he's leaving soon too. I mean, look how much information you have smushed into somebody's face. It's quite frankly ridiculous. And also, if it wasn't for the titles, it's actually less obvious, because you can cross your arms and go, well, maybe The Rock's gonna win. If the belt's on the line, I'm going with Roman. And speaking about having a big old shuffle, let's make Chad Gable the world champion. I'm serious. Look at my face. Let's have some fun here. Let's take the IC belt and put it on Otis. Let's make Marseille United States champion. And let's take that Raw Women's SmackDown. No, just the Raw Women's Championship and put it on Dana Brooke. She's worked really hard and she's just vanished from the show recently. Even though she's the 24/7 champion. And I'm going to stand here right now and call it poppycock. But this really is the beauty of professional wrestling or sports entertainment. You can actually do whatever the hell you want to do. So if magically we do have a three-way and only one of the belts is on the line, you get it done and you move on. And there's so many damn shows, most fans forget about it in around about 3.2 seconds.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.